When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
We're warriors.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Wow. Woo!
What's up, baby?
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey Day Friday. It's Warriors got paid last night.
Yeah. Yes, they did. I'll tell you what, that was a really good game. I texted you the thread, about start of the fourth quarter? I said, this is a really good game.
And Evan gave the heart emoji.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That means he agrees.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't have to be 130, 129 for it to be a good game.
No doubt.
Next question.
But they needed defense that. Is a part of the game.
And that's what the Warriors were. I know Kuminga's the story, and yes, Wiggins, and everybody.
Yep.
But Steiny, their defense was just, good God, man. And that is a young, athletic, one-on-one basketball playing team in the Rockets. And the Warriors just got their number. And shout out to Kuminga, man.
Oh, absolutely. And let's get it going at 888-957-9570, because there is so much to talk about regarding that game last night. And the one thing that I kept thinking about last night, because we've talked Kuminga,
man,
360 degrees. And, boy, that game last night makes you say, we got to be real careful. We got to be real careful. With where we're going with Kuminga, meaning like that game last night. And I don't have a strong opinion on if you want to do something, if you don't want to do something. But the one thing I was saying yesterday was you got to take into account what he could be a few years down the line.
All right.
And then obviously last night. That's the best game that I can remember him playing.
Mm.
But to me, more important, that's the best game that Wiggins and Kuminga have played together in a while. Like, both those guys were really good.
Yes, sir.
Both those guys were the best players on the Warriors last night. And the reality is, both those guys carried them tonight. Yeah. Carried them for the entire game.
And go ahead.
It was just a hell of a game and a hell of a performance by those two guys.
And, you know, Evan said it too. He texted the thread, Evan, I hope I'm not snitching, but it was good. Just like I was listening to Evan post game. Nobody wants to talk about this, but
were you on yesterday?
Evan? He was on.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job, Gil.
All right. But what this looks like for his portfolio around the league, per se, if Kuminga, you know, if something were to pop off. But Steiny, I'm a guy that I said it, I want to see him play 30 minutes a night, and I'm not saying you're going to get that Kuminga, but good God, partner, how can the Warriors collectively take that performance? It's one game between those two and take it into tonight to where Kuminga could feel that, what word am I looking for, that freedom or play that way with the opportunities maybe that are not going to be there in abundance. So that's, I don't want to bring the party down because I'm not, but
not at all.
That's the key. And Steph's playing tonight, Norm and I and Evan and you will be there, but I'm just wondering, how do you bottle that up to where moving forward, that's a guy that you know what you saw last night, you got to get 30 minutes good or bad.
I mean, obviously Kuminga's not going to have that kind of game all the time. But if his approach is like that all the time, then you got to believe that he's going to have more success in those situations.
Can you define approach real quick for me?
I was smart. He took what the defense gave him. The threes he took were
he passed them up.
He did. He made some nice passes by keeping it simple and hitting the open man. And, I mean, you could just tell by the way Curry and Draymond were reacting from the bench.
Beautiful, man.
That the way Kuminga played last night was at a different level than he's played 95% of his career. And
Steiny, I thought they were going to blow it. I got to share that with you.
But
Pods
see,
missed a shot. Kind of was a bad miss. It's just a miss, Pods. I love you. And then I was like, oh, here come the Rockets. You can't lose this. And they didn't, man.
Well, but this is kind of what I was thinking about with Denver. I was telling Nahegan this yesterday. I was like,
the Nuggets or the Rockets?
The Nuggets.
Okay.
So the Warriors played 43 good minutes against the Nuggets, and they let it slip away in the last 5 minutes. But they played well against the Nuggets. They didn't finish it. And I think as fans, sometimes we have a tendency to say, well, first 43 minutes doesn't matter. They blew it. They blew it, and it's an L.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking yesterday and saying, like, okay, but if you play 43 minutes like that again tonight, and you're better in the last 5 minutes, then you're going to win the game tonight. And so that's where just because you start playing well doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win every single game. Wow. But if you start playing like you played the last two nights, you're going to win games. You're going to win more games. And that game last night was a game where they won because they were playing really hard. They were scrappy. And then their two forwards, Wiggins and Kuminga, they brought it home.
Yeah.
They closed the game,
and
particularly
they defended,
Kuminga.
Steiny. They did it on both ends.
Yeah, they did. They did. And you're right. Nobody's here to bring the party down. But the reality of the NBA is you got a game tonight. And
the chef will be back.
And Draymond may be back.
Oh,
so
I didn't hear that.
Now we get back into Kuminga played a season-high minutes last night.
Yeah.
He had 33. He was terrific. Okay, but now we got Steph coming back. And more importantly for Kuminga, we got Draymond coming back. So how does Steve Kerr keep Kuminga in the fold for as long as, you know, if 30 minutes is the goal, can he get 30 minutes if Draymond Green's on the floor and healthy?
It's fascinating.
I don't know.
And it's a key, Steiny.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm telling you what right now, if you're a fan of Jonathan Kuminga, this is your day.
Yeah.
This is your day. This is your day to call, because there's absolutely no doubt that if that becomes more of who Kuminga is, then we might be starting to have a different discussion about this team and this team's future and whether or not you want to think about moving a guy like that.
Yeah. It's about incorporating him or making him, again, we're just talking about Kuminga, Steiny, be able to feel whatever he was feeling, that burden that felt like it was lifted off of him. And the ball was finding him. His teammates they needed him. And it was beautiful to watch. But also, Kevon Looney, Steiny, he has Shin Goon. He made it difficult. Yep. He's got bricks in his pocket. He started the game, and I loved it all. And ask me real quick the best component of this Warrior team through 21 games. Ask me what it is.
What's the best component of this Warriors
their
team?
Their defense, their team defense, Steiny. And that was on display last night, man. And again, that was not against a scrub team or unathletic team. They were getting after it and made the Rockets. It was hard. And the Rockets came in hot. And just the last thing to piggyback on Kuminga, he finished that game in Houston in OT and down in the fourth. They couldn't do anything with him when they blew that 30-point lead. So it was a great win, man.
I just think it's interesting, and I was part of the discussion yesterday about this team, and they'd lost five in a row, and where they go from here. And it's amazing what one game can do, especially when you win a game against the Houston Rockets without Steph Curry and Draymond Green.
Man.
I mean, let's face it, Warrior fans, we went into that game last night thinking just what Bob Fitzgerald and Kelena Azubuike were saying. Just try to keep it close.
Right.
Just try to keep it
close.
They
got a lead early. Well,
they had control of the game.
Yeah.
Stop it.
From start to finish.
Itzy.
Start to finish. So, great night for the Golden State Warriors. Doesn't get easier tonight.
Man.
T-Wolves have been howling. They've won three in a row. And they play the Timberwolves tonight and then Sunday. But, boy, you got to feel different. I know it's just one game. But, boy, what an encouraging game that was last night for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. You want to talk about Kuminga, we can do that. How about the fact that Kuminga and Wiggins played very, very well together last night? You had to me, it was kind of a vintage Kyle Anderson
going there.
Game where the box
big
score
buckets.
Says a lot of single digits here and there, but
big
the guy
buckets.
Knows how to play. And the Golden State Warriors put together a real, real good game last
you
night.
You kind of wonder how they could lose five in a row. I know I'm being sometimey, but man.
888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment also presented by the San Francisco International Airport.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go Green Wave!
It's the Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny.
Guru Steiny Show.
Let's go. I get money. It's payday. Yes, it is.
I run New York.
We got a big one tonight.
We got a wardrobe change, huh?
Yeah, it's a little chilly in here.
What sweaters that you wearing?
Tulane, Green Wave.
I'm down on them, Steiny.
American Conference Championship game tonight against Army.
Oh, can't do it. It's the chip.
Yeah, for the conference championship. Mm. Let me explain to you what happened last week. We got beat by Memphis.
And that you were favored by 13.5. My neighbor had them.
Right, but what did I tell you? I said be very careful. Very careful. You know, we're a young team, and I think we got caught up reading our press clippings. Now, I think John's going to have us ready to play. Of course, I'm talking about John Summerall, our coach, tonight.
Where's the game at?
The game is in West Point.
Oh, Army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big flyover.
Yeah.
There'll be a big flyover before the game. But we, you know, we're not going to win the national championship. That's official. But we can still get to a hell of a bowl game with a win tonight. Hey, Gip. But let's talk about the Golden State Warriors. And I'm here to play all kinds of roles today. Oh, I'm going to be encouraging. Jonathan Kuminga was absolutely terrific last night. But I also need to be the guy who responds to a text like the 925 that says, hey, Kuminga's showing he can be that franchise Dubs player. All right, let's wait and see a little bit. Yeah, I got to do it a few more times, like 620 over the course of his career.
My man.
But the point is last night, I think he showed something that he really hasn't shown at any point in his career like he did last night. He was absolutely terrific. And it was a combination of things. He scored when he had a score. He was smart. He didn't turn it. Three turnovers, big deal.
He let
his making the plays. And he was good. You know, the other thing is, like, you look at Wiggins and Kuminga, they both rebounded a little bit better last night.
9 for Andrew Wiggins, and 7 for Jonathan Kuminga.
And that's big. And I think the Warriors won the rebounding battle.
And they went to the free throw line without Steph Curry, Steiny, 27 times.
Yeah.
Way to go, man.
So 888-957-9570 is the number. Who the hell is John? 650 wants to know. John Summerall.
Oh, yeah. No relation to Pat.
No, he spells it differently. Okay. Oh, John, speaking of John Sally, John
what do we
Sally.
Got?
He's coming on next week.
Come on!
Wednesday.
I got on the Bosch yesterday before I left.
About what?
Sally. Now we kind of just been leaving him out to pasture.
I mean, a guy like that's a big boy, so, I mean.
The guru.
Do we really have a guy like John Sally? Let's be in our budget. Come on. We got to take what we can get.
You don't know what our budget is.
I have a pretty good idea. It's between zero and just a little bit more than that.
Steph playing everything tonight. Norm in the house.
We don't know that for sure.
Yeah, they said he was playing last night on Twitter.
Well, since when does Twitter know everything?
Well, it was from the account. I'll find it.
Yeah, you might see he's probable, but and maybe Draymond will play too. Okay, so I got two calls right now, and I'm not taking Leo on 880.
I heard. I was right in now. There with Spadoni. I think I know where he's going.
Apparently, Leo, right now, today, this morning, wants to trade Curry and Draymond. Well, I'll get to you, Leo.
Happy
I'll
hour get to starts you. At 3.
But let's start with Cameron first in Antioch. What's going on, Cameron? How you doing?
4-1.
Yeah, they are 4-1 without Curry. Hey, Cameron, what's up, man? Let's go.
Hey, yeah. I was going to say, during this losing streak, the main problem has been Curry and his closing lineups. Like, he really took Anderson out when he was on the heater. He did not bring Buddy in until it was too late to get some type of offense going. That's why we lost that Denver game. And, what's the game? The other game my bad.
Oh. No, stay hanging there, buddy.
He struggled.
Yeah. He gave up too quick, though.
It's tough, though, sometimes. Sometimes you get a little nervous. You get a little tight.
Little lemon booty.
You know who else was a little tight last night? At least
Jaylen
for most
Green
of the game?
And Shingun.
Shingun. He was a little tight. Warriors made him just uncomfortable enough.
Looney, man.
You know, he had that little baby hook, and it was short because they made it just a little uncomfortable.
Of course, I texted Thread like, baby Sabonis. That's how he looked to me. Just Sabonis fighting himself in a phone booth.
Yes.
Yeah. He got hot at the end, though, Steiny.
Yeah.
They started playing through. They got it to 4.
He made 4 layups in a row.
Well, they got it to 3. And then Jalen Green, out of the timeout, goes to the rack, doesn't even hit the rim.
Well.
Yeah, boy.
See what happens when you get Houston in the half court?
And there you go.
All right, let's go to Leo on 880. What's up, Leo? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm sorry I'm becoming controversial.
Ah, it's all good.
You know, I called in earlier before the season started, and I made this suggestion. But if you look at Kuminga, he needs to play, and he needs to play without, you know, he can make his mistakes and grow, right?
Yeah.
Kobe, Jordan, everybody had two crappy years where there are no good 3 years, and he hasn't gotten that. And on the flip side, you know, if you were to cash, I mean, kind of being a jerk, but what would Steph Curry get from the Oklahoma City in draft picks? Everything. You know, so if you're looking at 3 to 5 years from now, not 1 to 2, I don't see how you're going to do it.
Thanks, Leo. Appreciate the call.
But I would just tell Leo, and I know he's not hating, Steiny, but today, this season is not – they've already told you what their direction is. All in for Steph Curry. And it's about the now, N-O-W. And if you can get contributions nightly from your two wings who played together just perfectly last night, I mean, then you got something that we hadn't even seen. So that's why I'm excited about tonight. Normally a game like this, Steiny, you kind of would like a day off and just like Kuminga to be able to kind of,
was
a great one. And the team, that was a great one. But then you got the Wolves, and now I think it's great.
You think so? Oh yeah, get right back out there, do it again tonight.
All right,
absolutely. There, you know, the one thing that's got to be looked at tonight, and let me just get the numbers up in front of me from last night. I mean, to me, the key tonight is going to be this. Last night, Wiggins played 34 minutes. Jonathan Kuminga played 33 minutes.
Man, I love it. I love it.
But Draymond Green is coming back tonight.
Yeah.
Now, when we talk about Kuminga and Wiggins, I mean, maybe, and I'm just going to bring it up, is one of the possibilities that Draymond would come off the bench, or is that too drastic? Is it just too drastic?
It sounds too drastic, but the way Dre is talking about his body, he had some comments about LeBron and where he's at, you know, just early on. Not that LeBron's playing bad, Steiny, but, you know, possibly if he's tired. But I'm wondering, just for maintenance, if Draymond Green would do something like that. So I know I took an L a couple years back when they were in the playoffs about him coming off the bench when he returned, and he did. But I don't know, Steiny. And who is it on? I think I got the answer. The coach, who is it on, or is it on the players to kind of know we got to get these guys to feel like they can do that when the other two are out there?
It's a great question.
And right now, would you be mad at me if I said I think they've proven in a season and a half or a season and 25% of this, they have not figured that out? Or is that just on the player? It's like Kuminga, if you're getting 18 minutes, you got to go out and ball, man. It's mental.
I mean, like with the kind of the question I have, or one of the discussions that we all often have, is that, you know, who do you play down the stretch? And what I think is a very possible result is, now after a game like that,
all right,
okay, if the Warriors are in a tight game tonight with 5 minutes to go, I would think Kuminga has earned the right to play in tonight's last 5 minutes.
No doubt about it. It would be criminal if he didn't, right?
But if
and he could be bad.
But he can only be one of five other players on the court. And, you know, Draymond, that's what Kerr's got to figure out, is what I'm saying. That's what Kerr's got to figure out.
Right. But
who his closing lineup is.
But also, too, Steiny, I'm going relationships here. It's about trust. If you know that player A, Jonathan Kuminga, is capable of that, which I have been, I've always thought, you got to ride that, even if sometimes he doesn't get to that plateau. And if you lose, at least you go in the locker room or to the podium knowing the reason he was one of the five out there in the closing lineup is he is capable, when it pops, of what we saw last night.
He's capable of that. Now it's a matter of how many of those can he string together? And if he starts stringing them together, well, then the issue solves itself, because that means to me he's made himself so important that you got to keep him on the floor late in the game.
Yeah, let me just throw a flower to Wiggins. He got fouled on 2 3-pointers. Made, I don't know if you saw Kawakami asking him after the game, they were having fun, but Wiggins stepped up and made those 4-point plays twice.
Yep.
And free throws have been a thing. I mean, Fitz was even like, oh, there's another missed free throw, but more so than not, if they can improve that component to this team, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, I mean, let's just think about the conversation we were having about this team just one day ago after they got beat by the Denver Nuggets in the last 5 minutes, and now they go out and they play a game against the Houston Rockets, and they put together, it might not have been four beautiful quarters, but it was four quarters where they played very, very hard. And clearly that is the recipe for this team. 888-957-9570.
I'm looking. Nobody shot it well outside of Wiggins and Kuminga. Like, they had 56 of the 99 points.
Yeah, I want to read a Kerr quote.
All right.
From, this is before the game. Mm. And to me, when I read this quote, I thought, this is what it's all about, and this is why maybe what's happened in the first 20 games won't be the same as what happens in the next 20. He was asking about the strength and weaknesses of his team.
Mm.
And he says, I think our strength and weakness is almost the same thing. This is Steve Kerr. There's very little clarity for me and the staff as to who we should play every night down the stretch. We probably have had different lineups closing the game for the last 5 games. So good and bad with that. But it does help when you get some separation and you know for sure kind of who your group is. We're not sure what that means yet. So Kerr's saying to me that this whole first 20 games, they are looking for that closing lineup where they can get some stability. And Jonathan Kuminga and Andrew Wiggins last night played in a way that has to put into Steve Kerr's mind, maybe they got to be on the floor late in a game. Doesn't mean you're going to win every game, but it means that maybe Jonathan Kuminga and Andrew Wiggins can have more games like that, and then you can win more games where you're tight down the stretch and you need to make plays and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, tell me if you can understand, just from a fan's vantage point, the frustration. Because I'm a guy, and there's no victory lap in this at all, Steiny, that felt like, Kerr, you should have already known that. These are two of your most athletic players, and I understand last night was one night. But fan frustration is, Steiny, what's the competition about? Because I could have told you and felt like you got to live and die with your decisions. And often, and more often than not, those two haven't popped together. But I feel like I live my life on the hope of if they do pop and hit, this is what you can get. And I'd like these two, and I'm on record as saying I think both of them should start. You know what I mean? And well, I get where you're
at. I mean,
at,
in fairness to Kerr, like they haven't played well together, but for last night. They haven't been able. That's the best game that duo has played together, I want to say, ever.
And how much is that, do you think, is being? I know it's, I think I got my answer.
It might have just been lucky. I mean, that's what I mean. And obviously I'm being tongue-in-cheek there, but like that's the thing. Kearney, can you do it again? And I'm not saying you got to do it 10 out of 10 times, but can you do it enough that Kerr doesn't have to think about who he's playing down the stretch? Yeah.
37 of the 86 field goal attempts from the Golden State Warriors last night in a defensive battle came from those two. 22 field goal attempts and 15 for Wiggins.
Yeah. Let's go to Joe in Fremont. What's going on, Joe? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Hey.
I just called because that was a great win last night.
Yep.
And, you know, it's my second time calling. I was real hard on Paz last time I called. And you know what? He still didn't shoot good. But you know what? That man is a warrior. That man was out there. I watched that man jump and grab a rebound,
man,
over that standing over there. He jumped so high in the fourth quarter. I'm like, man, that dude out here hustling, man. And I'm like, maybe I know now why Curry playing him. Maybe he just want Paz's energy to rub off on Moody. Maybe he want Paz's energy to rub off on Wiggins. Maybe he wants to rub off on Kuminga. See, yesterday they all went to go get it. They ain't went around looking and waiting on Curry. They was out there going to get it. And that's what they got to go do now, y'all. And that's what Curry and Draymond was sitting on the sideline saying, hey, we got to stop these silly old turnovers because these boys ain't even out here turning the ball over today. Look at them. They playing simple basketball, and they hustling. Together, teamwork, make the dream work.
There you go.
I apologize to you, Pods.
Wow.
And guess what? Moody, I was fighting for you. But you, when you get called, you got to get out there and play, man. You can't be missing no wide open shots. You can't be missing no free throws. You get out there and hustle, bro. You're a warrior. We fight for you. But I'm not going to put no thought on Pod's name no more.
Yeah.
Pod, you just work on your game. You do what you do. You don't put him in there too long. You've been having him in too long. But I see the energy. He's a warrior. I'm out, y'all.
11 rebounds for Pods, and that one he went on ticket from Shingoons, Donnie. You can say what you want about Pods, but he's right, man. That energy is his forte, man.
I mean,
it just is. 11 rebounds. Looney had 11. Yonder, but Pods, he's always had that, man.
Yeah. The other thing I kind of liked about last night's game, too, is you won a game when you didn't. Not everybody played well.
No, you're right.
I mean, Buddy Hield didn't play well, didn't shoot well.
1-8.
Pods didn't shoot well. Trayce Jackson-Davis got some questions about him. Moody wasn't very good at all. But you had two guys who essentially carried you who, I mean, those two guys
Stoney, talk
have
about
never
it.
Carried the Warriors in a game like they did last night. They didn't.
And to Evan's point, they're, 3-1 without Steph?
4.
4-1, excuse me, yeah.
Now, here's the one thing I'll say. That I'm going to really, really, really pay attention to tonight. And here's what it is. When I think of the Houston Rockets, all right, I think of what they're trying to accomplish. And to me, what they really do well is defend, and they really try to take the three away. They try to get in the passing lanes. They utilize as much ball pressure as they can, and they're super aggressive defensively. I think that was part of the reason why Kuminga and Wiggins may have been able to get to the bucket as successfully as they did last night. It didn't feel like Houston had the lane packed at all, and so when Kuminga was coming downhill, he usually had a little bit of an advantage because when you deny that first pass, then you're out on him on the perimeter, but you're not really in front of him. And he, as long as he gets one half step by you,
his
you're in trouble.
His first step is wicked, yeah.
You know, they're a young team, Houston. Let's see what happens when a team
packs
the middle a little
like
bit
Denver,
more.
Like Denver, and has trees down there.
Because there's such a fine line between Kuminga finding that lane and finding that alley and Kuminga finding too much traffic in there.
Yeah.
And last night he found every lane that was there and he took advantage of it.
And when you got two guys going, then that's just more worry on the defensive team, right? And the Rockets were like, okay, if we hone in on Kuminga, Wiggins is free. And it was beautiful to watch, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Where are my Warrior fans at today? Come on, we went into that game last night. Warriors had lost 5 games in a row. They're playing without Draymond and Steph. You know that Minnesota's here for the next 2 games.
Yeah.
Let's face it, the Warriors pulled something off last night that most people didn't think they were going to be able to pull off. And I think the best part of it is it's one game. We all know that. But, boy, just think about how you were thinking about this team yesterday and how you're thinking about it today. And that's what winning can do.
And they met the high leverage moments more often than not. Stoddy, that's what was so beautiful about last night's game. I was like, are they going to get down on themselves? They went up 12. Here comes Houston, gets it to 3. And I'm like, just the moment, not even before the play, I'm like, are they fried? Are they feeling the pressure? And they answered.
You know what? I see. I'm going to take this call. And if it's,
I'm hoping it's Priest.
If it's what I think it's going to be, it's going to get me fired up. What's up, Flea in Oakland?
Our
What's
man.
Going on, Flea? How you doing?
What's going on, Steiny
hey.
And Goo? Yesterday we was ready to trade the whole team. I call this Flip Flop Friday. This is Flip Flop Friday.
Careful. But you own it.
You better be careful.
As long as you're owning it, I love it.
This is Flip Flop Friday because yesterday –
It was time to trade Kuminga. Pazinski would never be great. He would. Hey. Well, let me say
hey,
this.
Hold on, Fleet. Hold on, Fleet. Hold on, Fleet. You're going to get your chance.
Keeping it real.
Come on. You don't remember me saying yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Look, you got Kuminga's going to be a much better player at 26. So you better be careful. Do you really want to do all the work for 4 years and then not have him here 4 years from now?
And when he great, I get what you're saying, right, Donnie. But listen, yesterday we was trading Kuminga and Pazinski and whoever else for ghosts because we didn't know who we wanted. We just was trading.
Yeah, you're right. I ain't gonna lie. You're not far off.
But this is what I want to say. You realize that the Warriors was winning a lot of games when Buddy Hield was having good games. When Buddy Hield struggled, it seems like.
Yep.
Because we depended on outside shooting at the end of the day. After everything we talked about, yesterday was it was just a conundrum of the fact that Kuminga, that lane was opened up. But if we playing big teams that's going to clog up the middle, it's a whole different game. And we probably would have lost that game if it was a different team. But at the end of the day, Buddy Hield game is one of the big reasons why we won a lot of those early games. So the thing that people really need to talk about Kuminga, he's going to score on the inside if you give him a lane. Wiggins going to do the same because that's his game, getting you off the dribble, them finger rolls. But at the end of the day, Buddy Hield, if he keep on struggling, giving us 3 points a whole game, and the only thing he's doing is roaming the perimeter and he just hunting for shots, he got game. Take it to the basket. The problem is Buddy Hield. Because I was looking, I said, man, we won all those games. Buddy Hield was giving us 21, 22, 18, 19, 15, 17, and that was the difference of us beating all them teams. Since he's been struggling, the team ain't been getting too many good wins. That's what I want to say to you guys. You really think about it.
Yeah,
Buddy Hield.
Yeah, you know what? And Flea, this is where I look at a game and really try to look at the positive. And here's one thing. Buddy Hield couldn't make a shot yesterday. But in 27 minutes, he was a plus 18. Like that, I'm not saying plus minus is the be all and end all, but you know, I heard the stat about Buddy's performance in wins and Buddy's performance in losses and how when they win, he's great, and when they lose, he's terrible. So he wasn't very good last night shooting the ball. And you still won the game.
He's still at 43%.
And if he's a plus 18, that means he must have been doing something else that didn't hurt you. So, like, I look at that even as, you know, I look at a box score like, damn, we beat the Rockets and our backcourt went 3 for 17 from the field. Like, that's good to me in a way.
No doubt.
It means you can overcome when you're not playing your best. 888-957-9570 is the number. How many I told you so's are out there with Kuminga
today? We're here.
This is your day. This is your day because he was absolutely spectacular. I don't remember a game where Jonathan Kuminga, and let's leave Wiggins out for now because he obviously had a great run during the 2022 playoff drive, but I can't remember a game where Jonathan Kuminga impacted the outcome of a win more than he did last night. He played winning basketball last night, especially when it mattered most.
And last time they played Houston, Stoney, again, I'm not saying it was this, but Houston has a Kuminga problem. He closed that game in overtime and down in the fourth quarter when they blew that third, were trying to blow the 30-point lead earlier in the season.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit their expert technicians to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Safe holiday travel starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. That's BayAreaOilChange.com.
It's your boy Guru, and you know Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up 100 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. They've now invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. Right now, Tyreek Hill, the cheetah only needs half a receiving yard for the projection to hit. If you're correct on at least one more stat projection, count that as a bucket. Prize Picks is the best way to win real money this football season. Which players are going off? Which ones aren't? Make your picks in less than 60 seconds and turn your sports opinion into real money all season long. Tonight's lock of the day, the Blazers will beat the Utah Jazz by more than 2.5 points. Download the app today and use code GURU957 to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code GURU957. Prize Picks. Run your game.